Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And sadly, the Halos are here for their final homestand of the season. Hard to believe. It's a 3-game set with the Texas Rangers. Happily, the Angels triumphed over the Rangers last night. They're going to do it again tonight and a little matinee game tomorrow. And then it's 3 games in Oakland, and that's it. And looking forward to next year. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Putting it all together. Happy to be here. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the soon-to-be Calico Fish House on Pacific Coast Highway in Huntington Beach, and also the New Jersey-style pizza joint in the mess hall in Tustin, Big Parm, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. We've had some questions about the use of olive oil, and as we're all trying to follow more of the tenets of the Mediterranean diet because it's healthy and delicious, olive oil definitely comes into play in our cooking. And there are different grades of olive oil, and you definitely don't want to cook with extra virgin olive oil. You want to use that as a finishing oil. So Chef Andrew will give us insight into all the particulars of where you use what grade of olive oil for what use, and that will be his usual Ask the Chef segment later in the show. As always, we do appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for your listenership. We were able to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the SoCal Restaurant Show a couple of weeks ago when we were in Anna Maria Island in Florida, and I will give you an update on how those folks are doing briefly in a couple of minutes. Today, October 1st, Saturday, October 1st, is the actual 10th anniversary day of the SoCal Restaurant Show. So we thank everybody over the years for making all of that possible. The 10 years certainly went by in a wink. It's actually hard to believe. And particularly, we want to thank our loyal listeners. We appreciate it. But also our loyal sponsors, particularly Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats, who have been with us since that first Saturday 10 years ago. Pretty impressive. Do keep up with us on social media. What we try to do there is give you additional information about the show. Also, if you go through our homepage and click on the blog file folder, just to reiterate for everybody, we do archive all the past shows going back a couple of years that are archived by segment. So if you happen to miss a segment or hear part of a segment and want to hear the whole segment, by the following Tuesday, all of those archived segments are there and available to you. And as they like to say, also, wherever you might find your favorite podcast. So do keep that in mind. Website is SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Quick note on an update of Florida. I love our listeners. I got a lot of communications this week asking, how did Anna Maria Island, how did Tampa Bay weather the hurricane? And believe me, there are other areas of Florida, in the Fort Myers area in particular, that the damage is just devastating, and we feel for all of those people on the SoCal Restaurant Show. Fortunately, on Anna Maria Island, where we were at the Waterline Villas and also the 3 Childs Hospitality restaurants there, as of Thursday, and and I didn't want to keep bothering these folks. They still had no power, no water, no sewage. But in terms of damage, some fences down, some roadsides down, obviously some trees down, but no really serious, serious damage. So happy to be able to report that. Also, we had people asking about the pigs in Shogun Farms, which this was in the Tampa Bay area. And fortunately, they hunkered down. They had some very high winds. They had some driving rains. some of the pens that the hogs are in were damaged. Fortunately, none of them escaped or were injured. Also, they have chickens that are on Shogun Farms, and they brought the chickens into the dog kennels to be able to protect them from the weather, where they have this very rare breed of dog that they have a rescue. These are the Dogo Argentinos, which were a hunting dog particularly that is adept at tracking wild pigs. So fortunately, all of the dogs were safe and all of the chickens were safe. And the good folks at Shogun Farms, the Fay family, they thank our listeners for being concerned, but they want you to know you're okay. Okay, with that news, obviously, we got a jam-packed show today. Why wouldn't we? We're going to start out down in Dana Point at the Outer Reef Restaurant, which is part of Laguna Cliffs Marriott Resort. The chef de cuisine there is no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show, that being Jairo Martinez. But his celebrity chef, executive chef, really the name on the restaurant, is John Tizar, who's a well-known chef from two seasons of Top Chef, multiple James Beard Award nominee, and also a Michelin star for the restaurant that he has in Orlando. So this is one of these wonderful concepts where the food is the equal of the view. We're going to have a chance to talk with John about how he created the menu and what his thoughts are, and then also have a chance to visit with Jairo, who our listeners will probably remember as the opening executive chef from Mayfield in San Juan Capistrano. Extraordinarily good reviews, and Jairo did the original menu there. So again, he's a talent in his own right. Then we'll take a little visit up to Solvang, and we'll talk with the owner chefs behind Coast Range and Vaquero Bar. Been talking about them for the last year, but didn't have a chance to actually experience the restaurant until a few weeks ago. So we will have founding chef and partner Anthony Carone on. He was the creator of the 800 Degrees Pizza Places, an executive chef with a lot of experience. And then his executive chef there, Chris Fox, will also be joining us. The two chef partners of Anthony's are Stephen Fretz, who you might remember from Church Key on Sunset Boulevard, and Lincoln Carson, who most recently on the show has been on talking about Mes Amis. So again, very talented group there. Then, next Tuesday, besides being Taco Tuesday, it also happens to be National Taco Day. So, of course, we have to celebrate. And Tito's Tacos, which is a little taco stand in Culver City that's been around for a long time serving their neighborhood and very popular, has again joined forces with Tito's Handmade Vodka. No relationship between the two companies. They just happen to both be Tito's. They are doing Tito's Festa Mexicana on Tuesday as a benefit for the Culver City Arts Foundation. We will be talking with third-generation proprietress Lynn Davidson of Tito's about the event and a little history of Tito's Tacos. In terms of the behind-the-scenes there, absolutely fascinating about how they maintain quality and consistency when they serve up to 7,000 tacos a day. All right, it is the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, it is Outer Reef. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.